Lord, we do thank you this morning.
天父，我们早晨感谢你。
You already invited us and allowed us to sit around your table.
你邀请我们来坐在你的桌子边。
And your table, every time we partake, we are reminded that you're the bread of life, dear Lord.
每次在你的桌子面前，你都提醒我们，你是我们生命的饼。
That you are our very life.
你是我们完全的生命。
That you have given yourself for us.
你已经为我们把你自己的命舍。
And established a new covenant in your very blood.
今天已经借着你的宝血立了新约。
How can we thank you enough, dear Lord?
我们如何能够感谢你呢？
But now as we turn to your word, we thank you because your word is also that bread of life for us.
当我们现在转向你的话语的时候，我们感谢你的话语也是我们生命的粮。
So we want to turn to you in a simple way this morning and pray, would you break it to us?
我们早晨就简简单单来到你的面前，主啊，我们求你，你能否将这饼拨开？
Would you give to each one of us that bread of yourself in your word that you know we need to receive?
主啊，能否借着这些话语把你的自己拨开给我们，让我们能够领受。
We pray that your spirit may be in charge of the time.
我们求你在圣灵在这段时间掌管。
And trust on that anointing already given to us.
我们也相信你所赐给我们的恩膏。
We pray that we may abide in it and that your spirit may enable in this way the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
我们求主现在就让我们能够住在这恩膏当中，你让讲的、听的、翻译的都能够在你的恩膏的膏抹之下。
We ask these things, Lord, for your own glory.
我们主啊，我们是为着你的荣耀，我们如此祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
是奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Would you turn with me to Matthew chapter 16?
请大家翻到马太福音16章。
We have here the theme verse that we have been considering for some time already.
我们在这里已经思考我们的主题经节有一段的时间了。
And we want to read a few verses in the context of our theme verse.
我们也来读我们主题经节旁边的一些上下文的经节。
And we're starting from chapter 16, starting from verse 16.
我们从马太福音16章16节开始。
Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And of course, that was in answer to the question of our Lord, "Who do you say I am?"
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。他这是回应前一节主耶稣问你们说我是谁。
And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not overpower it."
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Verse 21. From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's."
21节到23节，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他，劝他说，主啊，万万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦，退我后面去，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
And verse 24, same chapter. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
然后马太福音16章24节，于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
然后我们翻到哥林多前书第三章。
We want to read several verses from this chapter.
我们读到几节。
Starting from verse 1.
从第一节开始读。
"And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to infants in Christ. I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you are not able to receive it. Indeed, even now you are not able, yet able, for you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly, and are you not walking like mere men?
柯林德前书第三章第一到第三节，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时候你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为你们中间有嫉妒、纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
Verse 10. According to the grace of God which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
第十节和十一节，我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
Verse 12. Now if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show itBecause it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work.
十二节十三节，若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
Verse 14. If any man's work which he has built on it remains,He will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are a temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are.
14节到17节。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
We also want to read from 1 Peter chapter 2.
我们想读彼得前书第二章。
And you must remember that in this passage, Peter is making an allusion to what happened in Matthew chapter 16, the scene in Caesarea Philippi.
在这段经节当中，彼得也暗指了，就在马太福音16章那里的经历，就在盖撒利亚腓利比的所有的启示。
And this passage and all the others were already read and considered several times by various rounds.
刚才我们所读的经节以前的我们已经好几位弟兄都已经有分享过了。
However, I would like to read the content in which Peter sets his allusion to the scene of Caesarea Philippi, starting from verse 1.
所以我们在这里读一下，但是我们也读一下背景的经节，就讲到保罗在这个经节里面是如何暗指了在该撒利亚腓利比那里所讲到的启示。
1 Peter 2:1.Therefore, putting aside all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. If you have tasted the kindness of the Lord.
彼得前书第二章第一节到第四节，所以你们既除去一切的恶毒。诡诈并假善嫉妒和一切毁谤的话就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶才像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样叫你们因此见长以致得救你们若尝过主恩的滋味就必如此
Verse 4 And coming to him as to a living stone which has been rejected by man but is choice and precious in the sight of God You also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
第5节，主乃活石，固然被人所弃，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，接着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And one more scripture, Acts, just one verse, Acts chapter 20, verse 32.
还有一个经节，就在《使徒行传》第20章第32节。
The Apostle Paul is speaking to the elders in Ephesus, elders of Ephesus, but he is in Miletus, and he says these words.
在这里是使徒保罗对以弗所的长老，从米利都那里对他们所讲的话。
And now I commend you to God, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
20, 32, okay. 如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Okay, this was a lot of verses.
我读了很多的经节。
And what I would like to impress upon you this morning is that all these scriptures that we consider, and several brothers already read it, I'm sure you notice that they're united by a common theme.
今天早上我们要想强调的，虽然这么很多的经节，不同的弟兄已经讲过，但大家可以注意到这里有一个共同的主题。
And the common theme is the theme of a construction, of something being built up.
这个共同的主题就是在这里好像有一个建造的工程，有些东西被建造起来。
Of course, this is at the very core of the theme that we're considering for the many past months.
这是我们在过去好几个月里一同在这里一同思想的主题。
Our Lord says, I will build the church.
主耶稣说我要建造我的教会。
A declaration of his purpose. I will.
在这里来宣告他的目的，就是他要建造的教会。
His mission, if you would like.
就是他的这种他的 mission, 他的目的目标。
What he's after.
他要所要做的。
I will build my church. The language of construction.
他在这里讲到他的这个建造的工作。
And the four passages we read, they are united. Well, they have many, many, many parallels, which there's no way for us to explore them in a session.
刚才我们所读的四处的地方的经节呢，其实他们都是相互很相关联的。在圣经当中有更多关联的经节，我们没有足够的时间要来一一的来读。
But perhaps the parallel that is the main one, the one that governs the four passages, is the theme of construction being built up.
但是这里贯穿的所有的主题能够好像好像统把这些四个处的经节统在一起的，就是讲到这个建造的工程。
So this morning we want to go back and forth through these passages, in this matter of being built up.
所以今天早晨我们就在这四处的经节当中来看一下，然后看到这个题目，我们如何是被建造在一起的。
There is another parallel, I believe is in the four passages, in one way or another, that we also want to explore.
然后在这个四段的经节当中呢，还有另一方面的一个平行的主题，我们也试图讲一些。
Just probably my burden for this time.
就是我现在这段时间心中的所有的负担。
You have to hold on that just for a second. I'll get to it.
再过一下我就会讲到另外一点。
In case you didn't quite pay attention or notice, let me just point out to you the construction theme in the four passages.
如果你没有留意到刚才在我们读这四段经节的时候呢，我想给大家再讲一讲这段经节中所讲的这个建筑的主题。
I'm going to skip Matthew 16 because it's our theme verse, and I'm sure by now you already got it. Our Lord Jesus says, I will build a church. Something will be edified, constructed.
我就很跳过马太福音16章我们的主题经节，大家已经听过很多次了，就主耶稣说我要建造我自己的教会。
Now in 1 Corinthians 3, The construction theme is all over the place. I'm sure you noticed. Let me just point it out to you nevertheless.
在哥林多前书那里呢，在这里这个建造的工作在到处都有提到。
Paul says in verse
10
that by God's grace given to him, like a wise master builder, that is like the foreman of a construction. Like a wise master builder, Paul, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it.
在第十节讲到说，我照着神给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头。讲到使徒保罗在这里是好像一个工头一样，在这里指挥，然后在建造这个工作，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
And finally, he says, but each man must be careful how he builds on it.
他在后面说，个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
So.Very interesting, something a little different from what our Lord says in Matthew 16. In Matthew 16, our Lord says, I will build my church.
这里跟马太福音十六章有一点不一样，在马太福音十六章，主耶稣说，我要建造我的教会。
But here Paul is saying that he is building, he was a wise foreman or wise master builder, and each one of us has a part in that building.
但是这里呢，保罗说他好像一个聪明的工头，然后呢，个人要谨慎在上面建造，每个人都有在这个建造上有一份。
Any contradiction?
在这里是矛盾的吗
？Of course not.
是不是矛盾的
？The Lord is the one that builds, but He builds through us. And if it's not Him building through us, there is something wrong with whatever is being built.
在这里并不是矛盾的，因为主是在那里建造的。但是呢，他是借着我们每一个人在那里做的建造的工作。若不是这个建造工作，若只是我们每一个个人建造的，不是主在背后，主在那里做这样的工作的话，就有问题了。
So in 1 Peter chapter 2, again, the building theme is right there staring us on the face.
彼得前书第二章在这里也让我们清楚地看见是一个建造的工程。
So Peter says that we are coming to him, to Christ, as a living stone.
彼得说我们来到主的面前像一个活石。
Christ is that living stone, just like what happened in Caesarea Philippi. When the Lord says, I also tell you that you're Peter, a stone, and upon this rock, this verse, the Christ, the Son of the living God, I'm going to build my church.
就像在该撒利亚菲利比在那里的启示主对彼得说你是小石头，我要在这大磐石上建造我自己的教会，就是在基督他自己的身上，自己的身上面来建造他的教会。
And Peter continues on that construction theme. He says, "But you also are living stones." So it's not just Peter that is a stone. Each one of us that believes in the Lord Jesus is a living stone.
所以彼得在这里继续讲到说你们也像那活石，所以不光是彼得是这个小石头，是一块的石头，我们也都是那些活石，被主来建造起来。
And we are being built as a spiritual house.
我们被建造成灵宫。
Christ, stone, precious, elect, the foundation. And we, what is being built on top of it, spiritual house.
主耶稣是那宝贵的磐石，是那活石，是那根基。然后我们每一个人都被建造联络成一体，成为那一个神活的灵宫。
And finally, you have the verse in Acts chapter 20. Did you notice the construction thing there?
大家也看到《使徒行传》第二十章那里那个经节。
I have to point it out to you.
大家在这里也看到这个建造的背景。
Let's reread it and let's notice that.
让我们读一下，注意到这里。
Paul addressing is a kind of a farewell discourse to the elders in Ephesus.
在这段，其实他是好像在跟以弗所说，以弗所教会的长老告别。
Because Paul that was there for 3 years, he's not going to be long any longer there. He says, "I now command you to God. That's it. I'm committing you to the Lord. I cannot help directly here."
保罗在那里已经在那里服侍他们三年了，然后在这里呢，他跟他们告别，对他们说：“如今我把你们交托神，要保罗不能跟他们继续在一起。”
But not just to God, I command you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you.
不单是把他们交托给神，而且把他们交托给神恩惠的道，是道能建立你们。
The word of his grace, it has a power.
啊, 恩惠的道, 有着他的能力。
And that is the word of God at large. In its wider interpretation, the word of his grace is the word of God.
在这里, 讲到说, 神恩惠的道, 就是讲到神的话语。
Of course, it includes the gospel, all that, for sure. But in its widest sense, the word of God is the word of his grace from Genesis to Revelation.
神的道,神的话,就是他恩惠的话,并不单单是福音书,是从创世纪直到启示录整本的圣经。
But what I would like to point to you is what he's saying about that word of his grace.
但在这里我们特别讲到说,他恩惠的道,
it is able, it has a power to build you up.
他有一个能力可以建立你们。
In a way, what we want to consider this morning is, how can the church be built up?
今天早晨我们就思想教会如何能够被建造起来呢?
Our Lord said, I will build my church.
我们主耶稣说我要建造我的教会。
How he does it?
他是如何工作的呢?
The word of his grace, which is able to build you up.
他这恩惠的道能建立你们。
Now we want to see that second commonality, not just the construction, but the word of God in all of the four passages this morning.
今天早晨我们想看到这四处经节的共同的主题,不单是一个建造的工程,并在这里看到神恩惠的道。And
in which way the word of God, how exactly can we see that the word is building us up? And you can see it, I believe, in the four passages that we're considering this morning.
我们如何能看到神恩惠的道把我们建立起来呢? 今天早晨我们相信我们借着这四处的经节都会看到这样同样的一个主题。
Let me just say one thing before we get into the word of God aspect. Another thing that I hope you can see in the passages is that it's not just that we are being told that the Lord is building something.
在我们想另一方面呢,就是在讲到神 恩惠的道以外呢,我们也想让大家看见,这里并不是只是讲到主在那里建造一些事情,事物。
Especially the three first passages, Matthew, 1 Corinthians, and 1 Peter 2. They insist, or they show us, that the nature of what the Lord is building. And there is something very strict in the way that he builds, and what goes into that building.
在马太福音、哥林多前书，还有在彼得前书，我们看见，主在那里所建造的事情的一个本质是如何的一个本质，然后呢，他是用如何的方法，然后如何样的来如何来建造这样的。
In particular, those three passages, Matthew 16, 1 Corinthians 3, 1 Peter 2, they insist that there has to be a correspondence between the foundation and whatever goes on top of the foundation.
然后特别呢,无论是马太福音16章,哥林多前书第3章,然后还有彼得前书第2章,这里都讲到了这一个根基,然后而且什么样的材料被建造在这根基之上?
Foundation and superstructure, if you will, what is being built on top, they need to have the same nature, the same character.
就是这个根基和建在上面的建筑物, 他们是一样的同一个本质,同一样的性情。
Our Lord will not build in any other way.
我们的主不会有其他方式来建造。
Of course, we know what is the foundation.
我们知道什么是根基。
No one can lay any other foundation, says the Apostle Paul, which is Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗说, 没有人能够另立别的根基,就是基督。
Whatever goes on top, whatever is being built, all has to have exactly that nature, that character, our Lord Jesus himself.
无论任何被建造在上面的,都是有需要同样的一个本质,同样的生命,就是我们主耶稣基督他自己。
But you see, at the same time, we are those living stones that are being built on top of the foundation. So I think immediately you see where we're getting here.
但同时你看到我们是被那作为活石建造在根基之上,那这里大家就看到了我所要讲到的方向。It's
Christ in us that the Lord is looking for in this building.
就是基督在你我们的里面,这个是主他所想要在这个建造工程中所成就的。As
a brief review of that correspondence between foundation and what goes on top. Let me just mention it very quickly.
我们再很简快的提一下在根基和上面的建筑物之间所发生的事情。
In Matthew, when the Lord asked the question, Peter says, "You are the Christ."
在马太福音当主耶稣问彼得这个问题，彼得回答说，你是基督。
And immediately after that, our Lord says, "Oh, I also tell you that you are Peter. You are the Christ. You are Peter."
然后主耶稣又告诉彼得说，我还告诉你，你是彼得。
And Peter means a stone, and the Lord says, "Upon this rock, which is the declaration, I am the Christ." The stone, the rock, is who the Lord Jesus is. But Peter now is a smaller stone that is being built upon that foundation.
然后主耶稣告诉彼得说，你是彼得，彼得就是一个小石头的意思。我要把我教会建到这磐石上，这磐石就是指到基督。这个大磐石就是指到基督，然后呢，这个小石头要建造在这个大磐石上面。
There is a correspondence that.
在之间有这样的交互。
And when Peter, a little later, you remember how our Lord says, "Well, I'm going to go to the cross." And Peter, he didn't quite like that.
然后在后面也有这样的一个对话，就是主耶稣告诉彼得，我要去被钉十字架，然后彼得好像不喜欢这样的事情。
And he rebuked he.Calls the Lord aside, said, "Never, Lord. No, no, no. Don't talk that way. It's not going to happen."
彼得就拉着他劝主说，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。
And our Lord rebukes Peter in a very severe way.
主就斥责了彼得非常厉害的方式。
He says, "Get behind me, Satan."
他说，撒旦，退我后面去吧。
In a way, Peter is being reminded by the Lord. Yes, you're Peter now. I am the Christ. I am the rock. But is not...The old Peter, he has to be the new Peter that has my life that corresponds to me. Any other thing is out of that building.
所以彼得在这里就被主耶稣所提醒，我是主耶稣是基督，是那磐石，彼得是那小石头。但是呢，你在彼得这个旧人的里面的东西不能够用来被建造在基督上，只有在一个在主里面的新的彼得才能做活石建立在基督上面。
Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3,Paul is insisting on exactly the same principle of foundation corresponds with what is put on top of it. It has to correspond.
在哥林特前书第三章，保罗也是在这里强调，建造在这根基之上面的建筑和那个根基，他们的本性应该是必须是一致的。
And he's talking about Jesus Christ, the foundation.
他开始讲到耶稣基督是的根基。
And we are building on top of that foundation.
我们都被建立在这根基之上。
But here's the picture that he uses to show that there has to be a correspondence between foundation and superstructure.
这里他给我们一幅图画，让我们看到在这根基和上面的建筑物之间必须有一些的这样的交互。
He says, I better read it for you. So in verse 12.In verse 12, he says, "Now, if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident."
十二节讲到说，若有人用金银宝石、草木、禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露。
So it's as if he's saying, you know, he's enumerating six materials. Did you count it? You know, gold, six materials.
大家还没有数一下，在这里讲到六种的建筑的材料。
That theoretically they could go on top of the foundation.
理论上这些材料能够被建立在这根基之上。
But of course, when we look closely, you see that the six materials are actually two categories of materials of three materials in each category.
但是大家仔细看到这六种的材料，其实呢可以分成两大类，每一类当中有三。有三个。
You have gold, silver, precious stones.
你有金银宝石。
And then you have on the other category wood, grass. I think that's your original, but some translations have hay and straw.
然后同时我们在这里看到，另外有草木禾秸。
Now you can. There are two characteristics of each category that just jump out of the page.
然后在这个每一个组里面呢，我们都看见它有两个种方特性。
And there is a contrast between the two categories.
然后这两组呢之间有一个对比。
So the first category, you have precious materials. You have gold, silver, precious stones. That's it, there is a precious in there.
然后在第一组当中呢你看见是非常宝贝的你有金银宝石。
But in the other category, something common. Something that is, in a way, is not that valuable.
然后另一组呢你会发现是很寻常的不是那么有特别有价值的。
That is the first thing. The second kind of characteristic that becomes very evident in the language that he uses.Is the reaction of the, those categories of materials to fire.
然后第二个特性呢方面呢就是我们看到他讲到说这些材料是针对火它有什么样的反应。
So one category, the precious ones, the gold, silver, and precious stones, if you submit them to fire, they're not going to be destroyed.
第一组呢这些宝贝的金银宝石你如果用火来烧它的呢它不会受损。
They not only survive the fire, but in a way, in a strange way, the fire reveals a beauty. It makes them kind of more resplendent or something like that. They shine in a special way, submitted to fire.
不单他们不会被火所烧毁，同时在火当中呢，他们也会在这里发出特别的特别的光辉。被火燃烧的时候，显出他们的宝贝。
But the other category.If you submit it to fire, it goes into ashes in 10 seconds. It's gone.
但是另外一组呢，如果你用火烧的话呢，可能十秒钟它们就烧成灰了。
Of course, you know that about wood and grass, straw.
大家知道这个草木和秸它们的本质。
Perishable versus something imperishable that remains, that stands.
一方面是可以被烧毁的，一方面烧不毁的，就是它们哪一个能够存留下来。
And Paul applies this in this way in the passage.
所以保罗在经节当中就这样来应用。
He speaks of a day, a very specific day that will be.
他讲到那一个日子，一个特别的日子，好像像火一样。
And of course, he's talking about the judgment seat of Christ for every believer, because he's talking to saved people. This is not for eternal judgment or salvation. No.Is the judgment seat of Christ.
在这里他所讲到的是基督的审判台前是为那一些已经信主的人所预备的不是讲到在最后末日的白色大宝座的审判。
One day we will stand before the Lord, and that day will be like a fire in a way.
有一天我们要站在主的审判前然后那一天像火的日子一样。
And he speaks in terms of,Whatever you built, he's using that metaphor. Whatever was your work is going to be revealed that day by fire.
他就在这里有一个类比告诉我们说无论你们建造是什么都是在那一天要在火当中被显现验证。
Did you build with those precious materials?
你是用那宝贝的材料来建造的吗?
Of course, I'm getting ahead of myself, but...The precious materials all speak in a way or another to the character of Christ. That's the nature of Christ, the gold, the silver, the precious stones. That's him.
我们再多讲一点，这里这些宝贝的材料都是讲到基督他自己，金银宝石，这都在讲到基督的性情。
If your life has been built, I'm not talking about salvation. I'm assuming you're already saved. And that's what he's talking about here in chapter 3.
在这里我们不是在这里讲到救恩，因为在这里所讲的对话的听众都是已经得救的人。
But now that you're saved and you're living your life, how are you living that life?
现在你已经得救了，你过你的生活，你是如何过你的生活的呢？
Are you building with that which is precious and imperishable and of eternal value?
你是用那宝贝的、不能朽坏的、有永恒价值的东西来建造吗？
You know, in that day, that will also go through the fire, but the fire is going to reveal.Something that perhaps people don't see so clearly today.
然后在那一天，这些也会被火所验证。但是在被火所试验的时候，它能显现到可能现在有些人大家还没有看见的事情。
That they will reveal a beauty, will reveal a glory that perhaps today is concealed.
可能是今天所在隐藏的，但那日会显出它那个荣耀，会显出它的美丽。
But on the other hand.If we chose to build with those valueless materials, with the things that are perishable, when it goes through the fire, Oh, it becomes ashes in 10 seconds.
但是如果我们去选择那些会被毁坏的草木和秸，在那里来建造我们生活的话，在火的显现当中，可能十秒钟就被烧成灰了。
So, did you notice that Paul is very careful to say, but that person, if your work is burnt and destroyed that day, that person will still be saved.
但保罗在这里说话也是很谨慎的。他说那个人的工程如果被毁烧毁，但是那个人仍然要得救。
He's not talking about eternal salvation or eternal perdition. No, no, no.
他不是在这里讲到永恒的救恩和永远的沉沦。
He's talking about believers that are already saved and have eternal life, but we still are going to be judged one day before, or I should say our Lord Jesus is going to examine how did we build. And there are serious consequences in each way, not for eternal life or eternal perdition, but still something quite serious.
但是这里保罗所讲到的是那些已经信主的人，已经得救的人。但是这里呢也是很严肃的问题，就是说你是否你所建造的能够是被火所毁掉，还是在那里存留。
I think it was Brother Watchman Nee that once said the following.
尼托生弟兄曾经讲过这样的话。
He said, there cannot be a greater tragedy in a believer's life. He's not talking about unbelievers.No greater tragedy in a believer's life than to get at the end of your life and realize that you built the wrong thing with the wrong materials.
尼托生弟兄曾经说过，基督徒生命当中最大的悲剧就是说，当你来到你生命的末了，发现你的一生你是用错误的材料来建造的。
Oh, we have one opportunity, brothers and sisters. One life down here. Not if you're saved, that's my belief.You're saved forever because the Lord says, I'll give you eternal life. He doesn't take it away. He gives it to you. That's it.
弟兄姊妹们，的确，当我们得救的时候，神就让我们一次得救就永远得救，他就把永生的生命赐给了我们。
But how you live your life after you're saved has tremendous consequences, and it's going to be manifested one day.
但是我们得救之后，我们如何来生活，就会在将来有一天在主的面前会显现，然后会带给我们极大的一个后果。
Now, having said that, the question becomes, how can we get those precious materials to build on top of the foundation?
我们讲到这一些，那现在的一个问题就是说，我们如何能拿到这宝贝的建筑的材料，在这根基上来建造呢？
Okay, as I already told you.I believe that the four passages, in a way or another, they point to that.
我刚才已经提到这四处的经节在不同方向都指向这一个答案。
And all has to do with the Word of God.
它都是与神的道相关的。
Okay, we have to start somewhere. So why not to make that starting point, 1 Peter chapter 2?
我们就开始，我们用彼得前书第二章这里的话来。
No, let me just...Point this to you. It's very interesting to me that Peter is the one of those four passages that says that the foundation is precious. Did you notice that?
大家看到彼得在这些经节当中都指出那个根基是宝贝的。
Let me read it for you, verse 4. And coming to him, that's Christ, as to a living stone which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God.
我们来先读到第彼得后书第二章第四节，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃，却是被神所拣选、所宝贝的。你们来到主的面前。
And if that's the case, the spiritual house that is being built, it has to be precious as well. It has to be, let's use now Paul's language, it has to be built with gold and silver and precious stones, and not with valueless stuff.
如果是这样主是这样宝贝的磐石的话呢，那么用保罗的话说，我们应当是用金银宝石这些宝贝的材料来建造在上面，不是呢用那些平常不值钱的东西来建造。
Now, here's the thing that is my burden, really.
这里就是我的所有的心机的负担。
This is I read to you verse 4, but I want to see verse 1 to 3.
我刚才给大家读了第四节，但大家也要看到第二一二三节。
Because those verses are spoken in the context of the whole matter of that building. What is that?
因为这些经节在这里都是在这一个背景下面，就讲到主建造工作的这个主题的背景。
He is the precious stone of the foundation, Christ.
基督他是那宝贝的磐石根基。
How can we build with something precious on top of that foundation?
我们如何在这个根基上面能够建造那宝贝的建筑呢？
I believe those three verses, they point to that direction.
我相信前面的三节就给我们指明这样的方向。
So let's go back to, let's read verse 2 again, which is a very well-known verse.
我们再读第二节，再读一遍。
But I wonder if you ever thought on this verse on the context of this building that the Lord is in.
大家有没有想过这第二节这个很熟悉的经节，它的背景就讲到主要在这个磐石上建造这样的一个工作的背景呢？
And that's what I'm going to try to draw your attention to.
我就希望大家能够把注意力集中在这个上面。
Peter says, verse 2, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow with respect, in respect to salvation.
第二节，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
In a way, Peter is saying that as we feed on the word of God, that's the picture, right, of a baby nursing on his or her mother. As we feed on the word of God, we are growing to salvation. The building is happening. If, you know, the metaphors are mixed oftentimes in scripture. And I think this is one of the instances when there is growing and building side by side.
在圣经中有这样的就这样的比喻，很多时候有建造跟这个成长。就让我们同时看到这个建造和成长方非常相像，在一起常中提到，在这里讲到说要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，好像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，就像这婴孩爱慕奶一样，然后在那边成长，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救，让我们在救恩上面能够成长。
Now, did you notice, and I'm sure you did, that our attitude towards the word of God is being compared to the attitude of a newborn baby towards his mother?
我们在这里讲到说爱慕神的话语，就好像在这里一个副词，就像说新生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。
Now let me ask you, how often a newborn baby nurses on his or her mother?
我想问大家一个问题，出生的新婴孩他多一天多少次就是喝母亲的奶呢？
We often think, well, you know what?I read my Bible 15 minutes in the morning. It's a good starting point, don't get me wrong. But sometimes you think, okay, you know what? That's great, that's enough.
有的时候我们觉得，如果我们在早晨读圣经读15分钟的话，已经足够了。
Now, it's not the picture that we have here.
这里并不是给我们看见的图画。
Oh, a newborn baby. I forget already. My newborn is 18 years old.I don't remember, but it was very, very often. There was a lot of crying and a desire for that nursing, for that milk.
才生的婴孩，我已经忘记了我那个十几岁的孩子，他小的时候刚生下来什么情形。但我还记得那时候他们婴孩才生下婴孩，常常哭泣，他常常需要喝母亲的奶。
The word of God, brothers and sisters, as we know, is our daily sustenance.Our spiritual food, and we need it in a way. Yes, we need it once a day, but we need it in a way more than that.
弟兄姊妹们，主的道就是我们的灵奶。然后呢，我们是我们的生命的供应。我们一天不是说早晨就是读15分钟，我们一天应该更多的来到主的话语的面前。
Recently, I shared on Psalm 1 and 2 here.
最近前一段我曾经分享过诗篇第一篇和第二篇。
And I think there is a connection with the picture of the newborn baby.
像在那里也有一个联系到出生的婴孩。
Because if you don't, maybe you are not here, but I'll just refresh. For those of you that were here, refresh your memory. For those who are not, I'll read the verse for you. Psalm 1, verse 2.
比如说我就再给大家温习一下诗篇第一篇第二节。
He's speaking about that man that God blesses.
就是讲到这人变为有福的这个人。
Oh, how blessed is the man.
说为喜爱说这人变为有福。
In verse 2, the psalm writer says, But his delight of that man that God blesses is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
这里第二节讲到这人变为有福，是唯喜爱耶和华的律法。
You see something that is more than just that idea of, okay, I read it 15 minutes in the morning, I'm done for the day.
这里大家看见跟我们平时的想法说，我早晨读了15分钟圣经，我这一天就够了，这样想法是多么的不一样。
Constant meditation, in a way, now I'm getting in hot waters here, I'll get back to that. But in a way, there is some sort of something that all the time is there in the back of your mind.
这里可能我讲一些有争议的事，但是呢，就是说这样的一个情形，就是说他一直都在你脑海背后的这样的情形。Yes,
we have to work. That's for sure, and we have to apply ourselves to where we work. I'm not suggesting anything to the contrary.
的确，我们是工作，而且我们工作的时候也要努力。我并不是说与这个相矛盾的事情。Oh,
but the blessing, brothers and sisters, to find those breaks. You have a break in your work. I'm sure you do.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们工作的时候有可能也有休息的时候，有中间断档的时候。Oh,
if those breaks, if something of the Word of God, not necessarily read, but something can flood your memory, and what a sustenance, what a nourishment, what a feeding.
但是哪怕就在那个短暂的休息的时候，神的话也可以进到你的脑海当中，给你成为生命的供应。Of
course, Peter gives you the reason. Very explicitly of why you should be like a newborn baby in relation to the Word of God.
彼得在这里给我们很一个清楚的原因，就是我们为什么关于神的道，我们像出生的婴孩一样。This
is the reason, the end of verse 2, so that, a reason, so by it you may grow in respect to salvation.
那里的经节说，因为靠着这个你们能够得救。So
I'm going to mix a little bit metaphors here.
在这里我也讲到，用几个类比给大家看一下。
When you're saved, the foundation is there, and thank God, no one can touch that foundation if you are saved.
当你得救的时候呢，根基已经在那里，没有人再能够触摸这根基。It's
solid. It's forever.
是很坚固的，永恒的。我们主耶稣，他是根基。
You're forever secure because He is the foundation for no other reason.
因为没有任何别的原因，因为他是根基，所以是很安全稳固的。But
the foundation is not the end of a construction, is it?
但是根基并不是建筑的全部。Can
you imagine if I'm building a house and I'll invite you? Look at my wonderful foundation. And you go, what? What's going on here? And the foundation may be the most wonderful, but that's not the purpose of the building. You know that.
大家都知道，这根基虽然非常美丽，但并不是建筑我们房屋的最终的目标。如果我建造一个房子，只盖了根基，我邀请你来看这个房子，你会觉得很奇怪的。The
reason why we have the word of the Lord, why it's so necessary for us day by day and meditate on it day and night is that through it we are growing unto salvation is what is being put on top of that foundation.
为什么我们每天要常常思想默想主的话语，然后被建造起来？因为只有这样，我们的才能够在救恩上能够成长，我们能够建立在这个根基之上。
Now the Apostle Peter says two things that I believe are so precious in regard to this process of us feeding on the Word of God. What happens when you feed on the Word of God?
使徒彼得告诉我们说，当我们领用神的话语的时候，吃神的话语的时候，我们就有这样的一个功效。发生什么样的事情呢？
He's going to say two things in the context of this matter of being like a newborn baby and then drinking that milk, the Word.
他在这里也就讲了说，我们好像像这新生的婴孩喝着属灵的灵奶，就有两件事情发生了。
In verse 4, he says, and coming to him, that's Christ, we come to him. That's verse 4. First Peter chapter 2, verse 4.
讲到说,你们来到主的面前。
Now, in Greek, the original, it's not because I know it, it's because the experts tell me that, the verb here, the tense, implies continually coming to him, to Christ.
在希腊文里面，并不是我知道，是那些 圣经学者他告诉我们说，在希腊原文里面，这个来到主耶稣的面前是持续的、不断的来到主的面前。
It's as if Peter is continuing the picture of the newborn babe that is continually craving that milk, desiring it and ingesting it.
就好像彼得用才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样的这样的比喻，他就是一直的、不断的渴慕、不断的来吃这样的奶。
Brothers and sisters.Through the Word of God, through being constantly feeding on it, we come to a person.
弟兄姊妹们、借着神的道，借着不断的吃神的道，我们就 不断的来到我们这一个人，就是我们的主的面前。
Maybe you're going to say, I already have the person, I already believed in Christ. Yes, you do.
可能有的人会说，我已经相信了主耶稣，我已经有了基督。
But you and I, we need constantly.More of Him. We need to constantly, day by day, to come to Him. The Word of God does that.
但是我们需要不断的每一天的来到主的面前，让主的话在我们的里面成就他的工作。
Let's put it this way: coming to the Word is coming to the Lord.
让我们换句话说，来到主的道的面前，就是主的话的面前，就是来到主的面前。
And the second thing that Peter says, and I inverted the order here.It's a matter of tasting the Lord.
彼得在这里讲到第二方面，就是讲到尝尝主恩的滋味。我在这里换了一个次序。
Again, in the same context of when you feed like a newborn baby of the spiritual or pure milk of the Word, what happens?
同样，当你爱慕那纯净的奶，像才生婴孩爱慕喝这样属灵的灵奶，发生了什么事呢？
He quotes Psalm 34, and he says in verse 3, "If you have tasted."See the picture of feeding? If you have tasted the kindness of the Lord.
他其实是引用诗篇34篇，然后在这里第三节讲到说，你们若尝过主恩的滋味。
As we come to the Word of God, there is something experiential in that. We experience the Lord.
当我们来到主的话语的面前，就有一些在我们经历里会发生的事情，我们经历主。
It's like taste. Very experiential, isn't it?
就非常有这样经历的，就好像是尝。
It's like having a good meal.
就好像吃了美好的一餐。
I don't need to explain to you what happens when you have your favorite meal. Oh, there is, you're tasting that, and there is a delight in that. There is a strengthening that happens because you're ingesting food. There is all those things that are happening, and the same is related to the Word of God and the Lord.
就像真的是我们尝过美好的一餐一样，同样的是关于主的道和我们的主的一样。当你吃了美好的一餐的时候，他就给你营养，给你供应，你能够体会同样的也是来到主的道的面前。
I will read, Peter is quoting here Psalm 34, and I'm going to read the verse he's quoting, because I think in the original verse that he's quoting, the idea comes in a very lively way of what is the process when we ingest the word of God. What happens?
彼得在这里引用诗篇三十四篇的话，我们也来读一下，因为在那里讲到一个很鲜活的如何来吃喝主的道的时候所发生的事。
David says, just the first phrase, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Which verse?
8:34:8.
Okay. 你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。投靠他的人有福了。第八节。
Brothers and sisters, when we come to the Word of God, when we ingest it, we are tasting a person. We are experiencing Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们来到主的面前，我们吃主的话的时候，我们是经历一个人，我们是经历了基督，尝了基督。
We are getting more of Christ through the Word.
我们借着神的道，更多的得到了基督。
And that's the precious material, you see.That is going to be built on top of the precious foundation.
那个就是那宝贝的材料，用来建造在这个根基之上的。
The word of His grace, which is able to build you up.
他恩典的道能够建造你们。
Now, of course, and I need to be kind of really brief here. Feeding on the word of God is not the whole story when it comes to how the word of God builds us up.
在这里我也要再提到一点，就是说吃主的道并不是关于主的道就完建造我们的内容的全部。
On the one hand, we feed on the word daily, constantly.
一方面, 我们日日,
on the other hand, we have to respond to it.
同时另一方面,
and that's where I believe, again, that all the passages we read, especially Matthew, 1 Corinthians 3, 1 Peter 2, they all point in that direction of a response being given to the word of God.
我们刚才读的这个三处的经节，马太福音、彼得哥林多前书和彼得前书，这里面都有讲到说，我们如何来回应主的道的方面。Think
again for a moment on the scene in Caesarea Philippi.
大家再想一想，在盖撒利亚菲利比那里的那幅图画。Our
Lord reveals, speaks, His word is given. He's going to go to the cross. He's going to die on the cross. That's his word given to the disciples.
主已经把话语赐给了他的门徒，已经他的道已经启示出来，就是他要去上十字架，死在十字架上。But
somehow that word clashes with Peter's own will, with his own understanding, with his good intentions, with his preferences. There is a clash there.
但是主所讲出的道，就是与彼得的喜好、彼得的想法、理解。
When that happens, brothers and sisters, and believe me, Peter is just a representative. It will happen to all of us.
但这样事情发生的时候，大家要相信，其实彼得在这里只是我们的代表，会对我们也会有同样的反应。
When that happens, the question is, what is going to prevail?
当发生这样事情的时候，问题就是说，谁最后终会得胜？
It is the word of the Lord, or is Peter's will?
是主的道呢，还是彼得的意愿呢？
And that is always the case when we receive the word of the Lord. Yes, there is a delight in that fellowship with the Lord. There is something precious. We are being built up, but that's not the whole story. There is always going to be, it sooner or later, a clash.
但是呢，这里的问题就是说，当我们接受到主的话的时候，我们喜悦主的话，我们吃主的话，但是呢，迟早有一天。 主的话会与我们自己的意志相抵触，有矛盾。
And we know that there is only one way that the word of the Lord can prevail over our very strong and stubborn will.
但是这里只有一个方法才是正确的，就是说，当主的话语要胜过我们这固执的意愿。
And again, going back to Caesarea Philippi, after the whole exchange between Peter and our Lord, the rebuke, our Lord calls all the disciples and says, remember, verse 24, if anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
大家记得就在盖撒利亚菲利比那里，当主和彼得有这样的对话之后呢，主耶稣就叫所有的门徒都过来，告诉门徒说，24节，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
In the context of this story, that represents us choosing His word over our will.
在这故事背景当中，这里就告诉我们这样的一个图画：我们要选择他的道，胜过我们自己的意愿。We
learn how to let go of ourselves because of the word of God.
我们因着愿意因着神的道，能够放下我们自己。Now
this is not just Peter's problem. This was the Corinthians' problem as well. Did you realize?
大家看到了吗？这不只是彼得的问题，这也是哥林多教会的问题。
They had received the word of the Lord.
他们已经接受了神的道。
Actually, if you read chapter with the context of that, the 1 Corinthians 1 through 4, there is a whole section of the book there, right? If you really want to get to the whole message, you need the whole thing.
在哥林多前书第一章那里，第一到第四章那里，如果我们读的话，我们就会知道当时所发生的背景。
And in chapter 1, Paul says that they were abundant in the word. In some translations, utterance. In the original, is the word. They had it abundantly. They could speak that word among them. That was wonderful, wasn't it?
在第一章里面，彼得提到说，在哥林多的教会，他们口才知识都全备，他们在那里有很多神的话语。
And in chapter 3, which we read, Paul says to them, I gave you milk to drink. I couldn't give you the solid food. But they did receive spiritual food.
但是在第三章里，保罗说：“我们用奶喂你，没有用饭喂你们。”但是呢，他们在那时候的确，他们已经很丰富的领受了属灵的食物。
Unfortunately, instead of living by Christ and Him crucified, the Corinthians, but were living by themselves in their own flesh.
但是很不幸的，与其说他们是靠着基督的生命，钉十字架基督的生命来生活，他们是靠着他们自己的肉体，靠着自己来生活。
And again, if you read those opening chapters from 1-4 to 3 even, you see very clearly what does that mean that they're living by themselves.
大家如果读格林多前书第一章到第四章，包括第三章，我们都看见在那里，他们是在那里靠着自己的肉体而生活。
Well, they were really fond of philosophy and wisdom. You know, Corinth was a center of philosophical thought in ancient Greece.
我们知道哥林多在古希腊的时候是一个哲学中心。
And they were bringing all those things to the church. The philosophy of the world, the wisdom of the world, that became very important to them in the church.
所以他们把世界的哲学、世界的智慧也带到了教会当中。这好像在他们在教会当中也把这个变成很重要的。
They were clinging to their natural preferences.
他们靠着天然的喜好。
Even when it comes to the matter of servants of the Lord, some would say, you know what? I really like Paul. He's the best. I'm of Paul. And others say, I don't like Paul so much. You know, his speech is a little clumsy. He's not as eloquent. I like Apollos. They were allowing those natural preferences to have a place in the church.
所以他们就让天然的这些喜好来到教会当中，有的人就说我很喜欢保罗，保罗讲的道怎么样的好，但有的人可能又说我很喜欢亚波罗，我是属亚波罗的。
Their relationships, as we read in chapter 3, verse 3, it was characterized by jealousy, by strifes among them.
在第三章第三节这里描述他们的之间的关系是有嫉妒，有纷争。
As a result, the word of the Lord that they had received unquestionably did not profit them.
就是因为这样的缘故，所以他们已经领受的神的道在他们身上没有发生果效。
Their growth was arrested.
他们生命的成长受到了限制。
They were babies in Christ, not in the good sense that Peter speaks in chapter 2 of a constant desire for the things of the Lord. No.They're ones that should be adults, mature, but they were still babies.
他们在主里为婴孩的，并不是像在彼得前书那里所讲到的那个积极的方面和喝灵奶的那个方面，而是讲到说他们现在应当已经在主里面成熟了，但是他们还仍然在婴孩的阶段。
And that explains what Paul says, what we just read. As you read the whole chapter 3, when Paul speaks about the materials that go on top of the foundation,It explains the whole thing.
然后当保罗在这里讲到说用的所在的材料用什么样的材料建在了根基上，我们看清楚这保罗的解释就让我们看清这一切。
By the way they were living, they were putting on the foundation wood and brass and straw.
借着他们生活的方式，他们如何的活，他们在这根基上是用草木和秸来建造的。
Their own flesh was going on top of the foundation.
他们自己的肉体建好像就建筑在这个根基之上面。
There was no gold, no silver, no precious stones.
在那里没有金银和宝石。
I would also like to point out to you one thing that perhaps we can dismiss or not pay enough attention to.
在这里我想再提一件事情，就是很多时候我们都轻看或者忽略的一件事情。
The way we treat one another.I think it's more important than we very often realize.
就是说我们常常没有意识到我们如何来彼此相处其实何等的重要。
It's directly related to the building work of the Lord.
这个我们如何来相处跟主的建造工作是直接相关的。
And this comes very clearly in two of our passages. In both 1 Corinthians 3 and 2 Peter 2, you have both things staring to us.
在我们所读的哥林多前书第三章和彼得前书第二章这里面都非常的显眼让我们看到这一个方面。
In Corinth, there was a jealous, contentious spirit. That was the atmosphere.
在哥林多前书这里面呢，在哥林多教会里面有一个嫉妒纷争的灵。
In 1 Peter, the whole passage begins not with the spiritual food, but in verse 1, Peter says, Therefore, putting aside...all malice and deceit and hypocrisy and envy and slander.
在彼得前书开始的时候也没有讲到这个灵奶，而是讲到说你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
Of course these are all traits of our flesh.
这都是我们肉体的彰显。
And they're often manifested in an impatient and aggressive spirit that we direct one another.
这常常彰显成为我们彼此相待这非常的不友善，非常的有这样恶毒，有这样的彼此的关系上面。
Both Paul and Peter, in the context of spiritual food and the building of the Lord, they bring those matters to us.
无论是彼得还是保罗，都是在讲到这个神的道、属灵的灵奶这样的一个背景的下面的话，把这样的一个光景告诉我们。
That's where we know that how we treat one another matters a lot.
这样我们就知道我们如何来彼此相待其实是一件非常重要的事情。
That unless we allow the cross to deal with our flesh in our relationships,
除非我们愿意让十字架在我们彼此的关系上来做工作，
the word of God may become unprofitable, like the Corinthians.
神的话可能就在我们身上没有发生果效，就像在哥林多教会一样。
The building work may come to a halt.
建造的工作就受阻。
I want in closing to mention one more thing, which I believe is necessary.
我在结束的时候，我在想提到一件非常重要的事情。
Let's call it an important clarification.
就是我们说这是一个很重要的一个澄清表。
We're considering this morning, in the context of the building of our Lord, I will build my church, the role of the Word of God.
我们今天早晨在这思想就讲到主建造他的工作的时候。这样的一个背景下，建造他教会的背景下，讲到神的道。
In a way, the things that I'm emphasizing this morning are largely individual.
我今天所讲到、所强调的这个真理呢，是关于我们个人的。
The matter of feeding on the word of the Lord and choosing it over ourselves.
讲到我们来吃主的话语，然后呢，讲到我们如何来顺服主的道。胜过我们自己的意愿。
And perhaps some of you may be going, wait a second, aren't we considering the building of the church? I thought that was a more corporate matter. And you're not wrong in thinking that way.
有的人可能会想到说，我们是不是在讲到教会的建造，这是一个关于团体的工作呢？你没错，我们的确是讲这样的一个主题。
Why bring all those individual matters? Why bring it up, consider it together, if you're considering something that is...The church being built by our Lord, very corporate.
如果我们想教会是被主所建造这样一个团体的话题的主题的时候，为什么要提到这些个人的方面呢？
Well, the short answer to that is because the passages that we consider do so.
那简单的答案就是说，我们刚才所读的经节已经告诉我们为什么了。
The passages that we're considering they're talking about the building of the church, something corporate.But at the same time, they're talking about something very, very individual.
因为我们刚才所读的经节讲到教会的建造的确是非常团体的，但同样在这些经节当中也讲到非常个人的针对。
Consider again the words of our Lord.
思想我们主的话。
In the context of I will build my church, he says, if any man, individual, wants to follow me, let him deny himself.
就像我们主耶稣讲到他要建造他的教会的时候呢，可以讲到说若有人要跟随我，就要背起他的十字架，就针对我们每一个个人。
Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I believe that the individual emphasis is almost overwhelming.
在哥林多前书三章那里，对于个人的这些所讲的话是非常的清楚的。
I will try to point it out to you, so you don't have to take my word. Just see what the word of God says.
我们大家也看一下主的话里，这是到底是怎么样的。
First Corinthians 3, the end of verse 10. But each man, it doesn't get more individual than that. But each man must be careful how he builds.
然后哥林多前书第三章第十节讲到说，个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
Verse 12, just the beginning. Now, if any man, individual,If any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, etc., any man.
第十二节里面讲到说，若有人讲到个人，若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造。
Verse 13, each man's work will become evident.
十三节，个人的工程必然显露。
It's not the work of a multitude that is in view here. It's each one of us.
这里并不是讲到说一个团体的大家的工作，而是讲到说个人每一个个人的。
14. If any man's work, which he has built on it on the foundation remains.
第十四节，人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，这讲到也是个人。
15. If any man's work is burned up.
十五节讲到个人人的工程，这里英文也是讲到个人的工程。
You know what I mean? That it's almost overwhelming. Well, if it's not for you, it is for me.
弟兄姊妹，大家知道这里讲的非常的清楚了，这是为你为我。
The emphasis is on an individual responsibility.
这里强调的就是每一个个人的责任。
I end with a quote from Brother Kong.
我想结束引用江弟兄的一句话。
Once he was sharing in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I'm going to read what our brother says.
有一次我们弟兄分享哥林多前书第三章，他有讲过这样的话。
Here he goes. After you're saved, you're immediately put into that building work.
他讲到当你得救之后，你就马上被放在这个建筑的工程当中。
Whether you're conscious of it or not, it does not matter.
无论你是清楚这个事情还是不清楚都不重要。
Even if you're not aware of it, you're building something.
哪怕你都不知晓，你也在那里建造一些事物。
Whether you're alone,
或者你是独自一人。
Whether you're with your brothers and sisters,
或者跟弟兄姊妹在一起。
In the family or even when you're at work.
在家庭当中或者在工作当中。
Each man.
每一个人。
There is also, brothers and sisters, a corporate matter in this that relates to the word of God and the building of the church. Of course, there is.
弟兄姊妹们，关于神的道和他在教会当中建造的工作，的确也有团体的方面。
It is essential that corporate aspect, which today I'm focusing on the individual, but the corporate aspect or role of the word of God in the church is essential in the building of the church.
在教会的建造方面，这个团体的工作的方面也的确是非常的重要的。
But of course, that's something for another day, if the Lord so wills.
若主愿意啊，将来有一天我们也可以分享那一方面。
Lord, we pray that again that you would impress something upon our hearts.
主，我们再次求你，把你的道刻在我们的心上。
Our prayer, Lord, is that there will be a fresh impression.On the privilege that was given to us.
我们盼望我们能够看到你所给我们这样的特权，我们有一个新鲜的领受。
Who are we, Lord, to be built as a living stone on top of the precious stone which is you?
主，我们是谁？我们能够被像活石一样的建造在你这大磐石之上。
We know very well that by nature we should not be there on top of that foundation.
主啊，我们知道按照我们自己的本性，我们本不应当被建造在这个建筑当中。
And yet you have called us and saved us.
但是你却拯救了我们，呼召了我们。
And you're building us up together on top of Christ himself.
你现在就把我们建造在一起，建造在基督之上。
Our prayer, Lord, is that by your grace, we may be those that With all diligence and by the enabling of your spirit, we learn how to build on top of that foundation with the preciousness of Christ himself.
主，我们求你就是借着你自己的恩典然后让我们能够知道我们如何能够建造在那宝贝的磐石你自己之上。
Be gracious to us, we pray, Lord.
主，求你向我们施恩。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉靠耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We are dismissed.
我们就结束在这里。Thank you.